And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. Sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Well, there were no area softball or baseball games to speak of from Friday night, obviously, with the fireworks activities going on and that type of thing. Most people were going to be with their families anyway. There were some games on the eastern side of the state. There are some games slated for today, at least at this point in time. And that includes in high school baseball action, Council Bluffs St. Albert taking on Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. Lewis Central also takes on Thomas Jefferson. Maple Valley Anthonoto is scheduled to take on Glenwood and Trainer today in high school baseball. Also, IKM Manning is scheduled to have a doubleheader against Logan Magnolia, and Glenwood is expected to play against Trainer. In Major League Baseball, the Oakland Athletics have rebounded quite nicely since being swept into a three-game series at Detroit earlier this week. Nick Punto hit a walk-off double in the 12th inning to give the Athletics a 1-0 victory against Toronto. Oakland still leads the AL West by 3.5 games over the LA Angels, which kept pace by beating Houston 7-6 on Mike Trout's walk-off homer in the ninth. Elsewhere in the majors, Chris Sale is 8-1 with a 2.16 ERA after firing a six-hitter with 12 strikeouts in the Chicago White Sox's 7-0 rout of Seattle, ending the Mariners' four-game winning streak. Brian Roberts was the hitting star of the Yankees' 6-5 win over the Twins, going 4-for-5 with 3 doubles and a triple, 1 RBI and 2 runs scored. Bent Zobrist and Sean Rodriguez, he's had 2 RBIs as Tampa Bay doubled up Detroit 6-3, the Rays win for the 8th time in 10 games. Kansas City was a 7-1 winner at Cleveland. Milwaukee suffered its 4th consecutive loss as Alfredo Simon improved to 11-3 by allowing 2 runs over 7 1/3 innings. And Cincinnati's 4-2 triumph over the Brewers. Lance Lynn gave up 5 hits in 6 2/3 shutout innings as St. Louis blanked Miami 3-0. Pittsburgh's Jordy Mercer delivered a 2-run double and a 2-run single in an 8-2 rout of Philadelphia. Andrew McCutchen had 4 hits and 2 RBIs in the Pirates' 4th victory in 5 games. The Braves owned an 8-game winning streak after Freddie Freeman hit a pair of RBI singles and Irvin Santana pitched into the 8th inning of Atlanta's 5-2 victory against Arizona. The Braves now lead the NL East by 1.5 games over Washington. Justin Ruggiano homered for the 2nd straight game while providing 3 hits and 2 RBIs in the Cubs' 7-2 win over the Nationals in Washington. Chicago stretched its winning streak to 4 games. Eric Stoltz scattered 4 hits in 7 innings of San Diego's 5th straight win, 2-0 against San Francisco. Clayton Kershaw improved to 10-2 with a 1.85 ERA by holding the Rockies to 2 hits with 8 strikeouts in 8 innings of the Dodgers' 9-0 shutout in Colorado. Los Angeles stretched its lead in the NL West to 1.5 games over the Giants. Lucas Duda hit a 2-run homer and Travis d'Arnaud delivered a tie-breaking 2-run double in the 8th inning of the New York Mets' 6-5 victory against Texas. The Mets stopped a 4-game skid and dealt the Rangers their 6th straight loss. Baltimore's game at Boston was postponed due to weather. Those clubs will play 2 games today. And in baseball news, Yankees manager Joe Girardi says it's about fair to say that pitcher C.C. Sabathia's season is over. The 6-time All-Star left-hander has been out with a degenerative cartilage problem in his right knee. After making his 2nd rehab start Wednesday, Sabathia experienced swelling the next morning. The 33-year-old is in his 6th season with the Yankees, and his ERA reached 5.28 in mid-May when he was placed on the disabled list. We have St. Louis Cardinals baseball on tap for you this afternoon and at Sunday afternoon. Both games get underway at 12:20 with a pregame show as the Cardinals take on the Miami Marlins this weekend right here on KJAN. That's a check of sports this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.